Cape Canaveral, Florida. AP, four astronauts returned to Earth on Friday after a nearly eight-month space station stay extended by Boeing's capsule trouble and Hurricane Milton. A SpaceX capsule carrying the crew parachuted before dawn into the Gulf of Mexico just off the Florida coast after undocking from the International Space Station midweek. The three Americans and one Russian should have been back 2 months ago. But their homecoming was stalled by problems with Boeing's new Starliner astronaut capsule, which came back empty in September because of safety concerns. Then Hurricane Milton interfered, followed by another 2 weeks of high wind and rough seas. SpaceX launched the four, NASA's Matthew Dominick, Michael Barrett and Jeanette Epps, and Russia's Alexander Grebenkin, in March. Barrett, the only space veteran going into the mission, acknowledged the support teams back home that had to replan, retool and kind of redo everything right along with us. And helped us to roll with all those punches. Their replacements are the two Starliner test pilots Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, whose own mission went from 8 days to 8 months, and two astronauts launched by SpaceX 4 weeks ago. Those four will remain up there until February. The space station is now back to its normal crew size of seven, four Americans and three Russians, after months of overflow. The Associated Press Health and Science Department receives support from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute's Science and Educational Media Group. The AP is solely responsible for all content. Marcia Dunn, the Associated Press. JPG, caption. This photo provided by NASA shows NASA astronaut Michael Barrett being helped out of the SpaceX Dragon Endeavour spacecraft on board the SpaceX recovery ship Megan after he, NASA astronauts Matthew Dominick, Jeanette Epps, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Grebenkin landed in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Pensacola, Florida, Friday, October 25, 2024. NASA, Joel Kowski via AP, 2.